Here he is.
Good morning, Nick.
I'm eating ribs.
Yeah, you've got it. We've had a bagel attack in here this morning, and it's just absolute quality.
So thanks for ordering me a bagel. Yeah. I notice you've racially profiled me and gone roast beef and sauerkraut on a pumpernickel bagel for the German.
I knew that'd be right up your alley.
Yeah, that's delicious.
Let's talk Bucks, because that's the big story breaking overnight and leading into this weekend's round.
Yeah, massive shock yesterday.
Was it though?
Yeah, I was shocked.
Because he went mid-year?
Because, yeah, the timing. So I did the game Collingwood-Adelaide on Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And so Collingwood had a win. They had a great win. It felt like a circuit-breaking win.
Yes.
In terms of just giving them some clear air to avoid some focus for at least a week.
Mm.
But the way Bucks embraced the players when they were coming back into the room. So he stood at the door, you know, which is quite unusual, high-fived every player on the way in, hug. Mm. And it looked to me like a coach that was fully invested into the group.
Yeah.
And the group were at one with the coach. So all the talk about he'd lost the players and all of that, I never bought into that to begin with. But that reaffirmed it for me. And I thought, yeah, no, they're still on a journey. Yeah, they're on a journey here as a group, and that's okay. It doesn't mean you need to be winning every week to be moving forward as a group. So yesterday came as a surprise to me.
The press conference via Zoom was just awful. I mean, I get why it was that way, but God, Robbo and Et Al, Chompers himself. Oh, I mean, the whole thing was a disaster.
Yeah. There was probably a bit of a lack of self-awareness there from a couple of the guys. What wasn't there?
But there's an over-familiarity with a lot of those press blokes, and I get the feeling they think they're mates with some of the guys.
Yeah, and in a time like that, you probably just want to let the guy that's been at the football club for 27 years be the star.
Mm.
But that's okay. I thought it was interesting the way sort of Collingwood tried to position it, which was the only way that they could position it, was that it was a mutual breakup.
You don't think it was?
Well, I can only draw on sort of personal experience and, you know, my very traumatic teens. Any time a girl broke up with me, you know,
it was never your idea.
She came to me and said, "Hey, look, I think it's probably time." And
you're right.
Try and turn it into this mutual type situation, but someone always initiates it, and I think the club has initiated
timing, though, isn't it, then, if it is the club? I mean, it feels like better timing if Bucks was actually controlling it.
Yeah.
But if the club is going to him mid-year, that's a different scenario. Who's the puppet master?
We spoke about, well, if Eddie indeed was the puppet master,
if he was,
he wouldn't have pulled the trigger on Bucks.
I wouldn't have.
Because we
so.
Know there's a beautiful love between those two. But
does Jeff Brown lose a little bit of leverage now that addressing the coaching issue is no longer a concern for him and his incoming panel?
I don't think he does, because ultimately the decisions that the incumbents make and how the fans react to those, because if it goes to an EGM, then the fans have the say. Mm. And it'll be the members. Mm. It'll be a member-based vote. So the current board and the current administration, they're still on the hook, and they're on the hook for these decisions. And if there's a big backlash from the members, well, then that could work in Jeff Brown's favour.
Of course.
But it is a fascinating situation where the people that are making these decisions, they might not be there in 3 to 4 months' time if Jeff Brown's ticket is successful and indeed gets up.
Mm.
So it's still going to be, you know, I know this is this is a bit of a line in the sand in terms of the coach has been moved on, and there was so much speculation, but Collingwood was still going to be a newsy story because of the uncertainty. But it's the first time they've got a blank canvas, I think, in a long period.
And I know it's early days, but is there any talk about who might replace Bucks?
Yeah, there's been a few names mentioned. So my old coach Ross Lyon's name has been thrown around.
What do you think of Ross Lyon?
He's a fantastic coach.
Yeah.
A fantastic coach.
Mm. I know Will's a big fan.
So, yeah, you're
huge
a big fan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Triple M's Ross Lyon.
He's been calling for Ross Lyon for months.
Yeah.
I tipped Ross to take over Bucks in round one.
Did you really?
Yeah. But it was,
what about Voss?
Voss, yeah. Well, Voss has got experience. So I think Collingwood, it's such a big club, and there is so much pressure on that role that they're going to need to go with someone that's got a high level of experience. So Ross Lyon, I mean, You start at the top, I think. You're negligent in your duty as a club if you don't start at the top and ask the question. And the top's Alistair Clarkson, so his name's going to get thrown around until he says no, and then they'll just work their way down their list until they find someone that that they think is equipped, and the coach actually themselves has to feel confident and equipped enough and prepared enough to take on what is a massive role.
Let's talk about this weekend's football, Nick.
Yep, big one tonight. Port and Geelong. So a couple of contenders. So we're sort of getting to the point of the year where you look through the draw and you think, we're deep enough now where you sort of know roughly who's going to be playing finals. So you just pick the eyes out of it and pick the ones with teams that actually count at this time of year. So Port Geelong is a beauty tonight. Danger's back.
I said he'd be out for 14 weeks.
What's he missed?
Seven. Yeah. But
And he heard that. He heard you say that, and that was the sole focus. And I'm going to prove him wrong.
The context around it was everyone's allowed to make up numbers. So gotcha. I'm saying 14.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm catching what you're kicking.
Could have been 14.
Yep, no, perfectly. So he's back, which is exciting. I just love seeing the good players out there. They're sneaky good, Geelong. Like, a lot of talk about Melbourne and Western Bulldogs, and they just, again, they just...
Hard to be a Geelong supporter.
Hard?
I mean, just in terms of promising so much and ultimately delivering so little.
You must be kidding. What are you talking about?
Just that they're not the club that everyone thinks they are, I don't reckon.
Oh, gosh, you've missed the mark on that one. Who are you trying to... You're trying to needle someone in here?
No, I'm just... Got a mate who's a big Geelong.
Yeah, right. Okay. Bit of self-interest in this conversation.
What about North? I think you've missed the obvious game there, North versus GWS.
Well, how would you like me to spin this one for you?
A big win for North. Down in Hobart.
Yeah. So they've lowered the bridge.
Why don't we
pick
a number again?
They've lowered the bridge over the moat and we're allowed down there, which is good.
I'll say North versus GWS down there gets 6,500.
Yeah, I think that's probably about right. It's about right.
Certainly not going to be the 9th.
West Coast Richmond, in an exciting one, I think. West Coast, great win last week. They're depleted. Geez, the Tigers. What about the Tigers last week?
Unbelievable.
They were phenomenal. So Essendon hit the lead, and you think, this might be it. This might be the moment, and all other 17 clubs are thinking, yes.
Yes.
I reckon Richmond, they're just... They're looking vulnerable, and then they go off and rattle off the next seven goals, if you don't mind, in the last quarter to win by 40 points. Just
on this screen in front of me, Nick, I've got you here as Freddie Mercury.
All right,
for the big freeze, the slide, and I'm just playing it now. Look at him working the crowd.
Oh, it's
this
incredible.
Is wonderful stuff with the half microphone stand, the singlet, the jeans, the fake bow, the teeth. This is beautiful.
They were my real teeth. I've had a bit of work done since then.
So, of course, we're talking about Melbourne Collingwood on Monday.
Yeah.
Any of your mates doing the slide?
Sarah Jones, who I work with, I've been friends with for a long time at Fox Footy, she's doing the slide. We've been having a few little back and forths just in terms of, how cold's the water, all of those.
How cold is the water? Frozen?
Don't worry about the water.
Yeah.
Your performance prior to going down the slide is what everyone is looking forward to.
You have milked the life out of this performance.
Oh, well, I didn't necessarily do that off my own bat.
No.
So when it came time to actually pick something, I'd watched Bohemian Rhapsody.
I'm watching the slow exit from the water as well, as if it hasn't affected you at all.
I don't know what happened. It was like I was a method actor, and it just completely
you were overtaken.
Took over. Yeah, I just got I transformed into Freddie for those couple of minutes. It was bizarre type behaviour.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, but it grew legs, and then I got they said, okay, what are you going to do? I said, oh, I'm going to do Freddie. Queen's birth. So there were all these tenuous little links that I don't think anyone really sort of picked up on in the end. And then they said, look, we need a bit of production value. Are you happy to sing and dance? And I...
You would have done a couple of grand final shows for the footy show.
I did. And I fell into this ridiculous St Kilda theme song singing and dancing compilation like 10 years earlier. And I said, never again am I putting myself out there like that. But then the call from Neil Danaher came, and when he says jump, you say how high.
Exactly.
So I was happy to play my role. It was a lot of fun, and can't wait for Monday.
Who else this year do we know?
Billy Brownless.
Billy Brownless.
Billy's doing it.
Triple M's very own.
Yes.
Jeff Farmer.
Jeff Farmer.
The Wiz. Yep. Actually, I just saw Gil's doing it. Gil McLaughlin's doing it.
Is he really?
Yeah. What would you suggest Gil dress as?
Gosh, that's tough. Bo Peep springs to mind.
Yeah.
The girl from Little House on the Prairie. Would be
Yeah. He's got the flowing locks.
He really?
He does. He's got beautiful hair. But a great day. And, you know, there's a lot of storylines attached to that. Clearly, Bucks' last game for Collingwood. So that's going to be a massive day. Must watch for a variety of reasons and a great cause as well. So make sure you dig deep for the fight MND day on Queen's Birthday Monday.
Well done, Nick. Have a lovely weekend, mate.
You too, guys.